Welcome to How You Pictured It, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs ready to grow their business in a way that feels good. Here you'll find actionable tips and tools to create the business and life you pictured. I'm your host, Kate Hyde with Dear Kate Brand Strategy. Let's get started. I was scrolling TikTok the other day and I came across a video of Elise Myers. If you're not following her, you should. She's on Instagram as well as TikTok. This video was about someone asking her husband if he was embarrassed that she was a tryhard. And she went on a great rant about how she's not embarrassed to try hard because she feels like she has a powerful purpose and an important message that needs to be heard, and that she knows that she is helping people and doing great things by putting herself out there and by trying hard. And here we are on this first episode of How You Pictured It. And I'm sitting here thinking of all of the ways that I can be embarrassed or embarrass myself with this podcast as I try hard. And I'm going to push that aside. I know that I have important things to tell you, that what goes on this podcast will hopefully help you with something. And I'm hoping this first episode is helpful. We all have this kind of imposter syndrome that happens at some point in our lives. At least I think we all have it. I know I do. I know that there are times when I think, who do I think I am? And why is anyone going to listen to this? Why is anyone going to listen to me? What do I even know? Or who am I? But I know that the years that I've tried hard and put myself out there, it's always been worth it. And sometimes I do fall flat on my face, and that's absolutely okay. Sometimes that's going to happen, and I'm going to learn from that and change it and make it better. And I hope that you do that too when that feeling of imposter syndrome sneaks up on you, when you feel like my work is not worth what I want to charge for it or need to charge for it, when you feel like you're comparing yourself to other photographers or comparing yourself to other moms, which let's just stop doing that. We're our own person. We're on our own journey, and we're better than the person we were yesterday. And maybe we're not. Maybe we're not better than the person we were yesterday, but we are better than the person we were a year ago. There's some way that we've grown or improved or changed that's better. So that's the only person we should compare ourselves to, is the person we used to be. So it's easy for me to sit here and say, to just push it aside and to know that you're better and know that you're not an imposter, but it's not easy. And I still am here 10 years later as a professional photographer, 10 years into business. And those feelings still creep up as I try new things and explore new options. And here I am on this podcast trying something new, and it's scary as heck, but I know that I have something to say and that it needs to be shared, and that I have helped other photographers grow and change their business and change their lives, which sounds so pretentious and cheesy, but it's true. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of how hard I have tried in the past to get to this point. But there's still that little voice inside your head that's, what do you think you're doing? What I want to say is to just keep trying and to remember that what you're doing is important, especially as a photographer. What we do is important. We help people keep their memories. We help them see themselves. We help children see their mothers. We help mothers see their children. We help husbands see their wives in a different way that maybe they don't see every day, or we help them keep that memory of what that particular moment, that particular relationship looks like right now. And all of those things change. And so having those pictures is so critical. And we are so lucky to provide that for people. Of course, we can always look at it from the other side, that people can take their own pictures, that the cell phones are in your pocket to take photos all of the time. But the photos that we provide are different and special. And what we see is different than what any other person might see and take a photo of. What I want you to walk away from this episode with is a little bit of encouragement and motivation to put yourself out there, to learn something new and not be afraid to fail, to know that what you have to offer is important and powerful and purposeful. I hope that you continue to join me through this podcast journey and find some valuable information here. I am always open to ideas of what you want to hear. You'll find more episodes coming very soon with more actionable tips and steps to help you build your photography business to really fit your life and to be something that you continue to love. I personally know that it's easy to fall out of love with the business. I've seen it happen for many friends over the years that they've decided to close their doors on their business and they stop being in love with the art of photography because the business kind of takes over, and I want to help you avoid that. So let's be tryhards together. I'll see you in the next episode.